Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ty Law is brought to you by 110 Grill, a modern American cuisine and a top allergy-friendly restaurant. By Apex Entertainment. Experience the thrills at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. And he's brought to you by Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted, New England. He joins us on the Harbor One hotline this morning, as he has all season long. And we're getting down to it, Ty Law. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I mean, we get to come on here. We can't even talk about our Patriots because they has lost. So, you know, I'm sad that the season's coming to an end, but I enjoy it. But we're going to ride this thing to the Super Bowl.
Well, we can talk a little bit of Patriots because Adam Schefter is reporting this morning that, I think it's a report, you know how Schefty is, but that Bill O'Brien will return to the New England Patriots as the offensive coordinator and the quarterback coach this season, which from my perspective is great news.
From mine too, and I hope his sources is correct because we need us an offensive coordinator, and hey, he's familiar with the system. He's familiar with just the culture. So that's I think that's a good move, you know, and put those other guys back on defense.
Ty, when you look at this Patriots team, like off season, what's their biggest need that they need to go out and get?
They need somebody to help Mac Jones on the outside, somebody that can take the top off the defense, man. That's what I see. I mean, there's no one, as far as a receiver is concerned, that's scaring anybody. You know, they're not putting the fear of God in no defensive backs, and that's a problem. I think Mac Jones, with some help, because he has a running game. You know, they have a running game. They need to be able to throw the ball to somebody that's reliable and that can strike fear, a Diggs type of guy. You know what I mean? A Jamar Chase type of guy. Somebody that's a true number one receiver, I would like to see the Patriots go get him.
Ty, when it comes to O'Brien coming here, do you think that there was anything more promised to him, any move up that, you know, when Bill retires one day, Bill O'Brien could be the guy to swoop in? Because there's been a lot of talk with Gerard Mayo and the expectation that he's going to stay in New England for some new title, whether that's defensive coordinator or assistant head coach, and that he could be the next head coach.
You know, it's a lot of potentials when you look at Belichick's tree. But, hey, we might still have in Josh McDaniels' contract. Hey, you know, he might come on back. I still think he got first deals, depending on how it goes in Las Vegas. So I wouldn't count out Josh McDaniels coming back either. But, I mean, you can't go wrong with any of those guys if you want to keep that culture. But, you know, you never know that they might want to go a different route, you know, when Belichick's gone. That's going to be totally up to the ownership, but I think all the names mentioned are deserving to, you know, take his place.
Ty, if you're on that defense, are you comfortable going into next season with the cornerbacks that you have? Because I think that it seems like year in and year out, there's always been a guy that, you know, that New England has had that could be that guy. But are you comfortable whether it's Jonathan Jones, Jack Jones, or is that still another area where maybe potentially with their first round draft pick this season, do you see them maybe going after a corner, or are you comfortable with the guys that they have?
You know what? As long as they have pressure, you know, up front and you get into the cornerback, those corners are serviceable. They're going to grow and they're going to get better. So they're okay. Now, if they can go out there and snag someone that can lock down one side of the field, that can cover guys one-on-one all over the field, and he can take away that number one target or limit him, oh, you got to go get that because that's very valuable. That's a valuable asset. So if it's available, but I wouldn't go out there and just do anything, you know, hastily because that is a hard job and they're hard to find. But if you can find it, go out there and get it because that would definitely help the defense. But I'm okay with the guys right now as long as they have a pass rush. If they don't have a pass rush, they become average.
Ty, we talked a lot yesterday about the Bills' choke job. When it comes to Josh, when it comes to Josh Allen, you feel like he has issues winning the big games?
I wouldn't say he has issues winning the big games. I mean, they did have you know, some injuries. I mean, and I think what they really missed in this playoff series is Von Miller, man. People don't understand the impact of Von Miller, Wiggy. You know, he steps up in the big games. He is proven. And, I mean, the pass rush is key. They didn't have that. I mean, even their secondary, they were all beat up, you know, outside of the DeMar Hamlin situation. So I like him as a quarterback. I think that your window is still pretty big with him being a quarterback. You're going to have some opportunities, but injuries are a part of the game, and it's who stays healthy at the end of the year and get hot. Those are the guys that go on and win championships and compete for championships. You have to stay healthy. Buffalo Bills has been beat up pretty bad, and you know, I guess he's just not there yet to take the team on his back and carry him to the Super Bowl. He needs some help.
But, Ty, clearly Josh Allen's very talented. And you look around the AFC and there's a lot of talented quarterbacks, whether it's Mahomes or even, I mean, Deshaun Watson had a weird, wonky season, but he's still in the AFC. You look around the league and especially the AFC, if you're the Patriots, is the addition of O'Brien all you need to make Mac make that leap? Or are you comfortable with having Mac Jones as your quarterback going against all these teams that seem to have their guy for the next couple of years?
Well, I'm going to say, hell no, that ain't all they need, Coco, with O'Brien. They need a hell of a lot more than that, but it helps. I think you can win with Mac Jones if you give him the pieces. Like I said, give him, you know, I'm not saying he'll be a Joe Burrow by any means, but give Mac Jones a Jamar Chase. He gonna put up some better numbers too. You know what I mean? Give him some of those type of guys. Give him, Hopkins, any of those number one receivers out there that gives everyone trouble week in and week out. Give Mac Jones that, he's going to make some noise too. I'm not going to say he's going to be as productive as the other guys, so don't take it out of context. But if you give him some weapons, I think that he is going to be a good quarterback and a good quarterback for the Patriots. I ain't talking about Tom Brady-ish. I ain't talking about Mahomes. I ain't talking about those other top-tier guys that we talk about week in and week out. But you can win with Mac Jones.
On the Subaru of New England text line, find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. 508 texter says, Ty, does Bill O'Brien coming back influence either Devin McCourty or Matthew Slater when it comes to retirement?
Absolutely not. They probably don't communicate with him anyway. So, no, that's not going to have any influence on those guys. I mean, it's going to be totally personal. Whether they want to come back, they've been there a long time. They got championships, and you know, I think that it might be the end of the road for them. You know, I think if they had, they really looked at it as, okay, we're a championship team, and we can get one more, they would probably stay. But I think they understand that they're somewhat rebuilding, reloading a little bit, and I think they're gonna go ahead and shut it down.
Well, maybe it doesn't convince those guys because I'm with you. They're on the other side of the football. They're on the defensive side, so they probably can care less.
Right.
But does it convince maybe Tom Brady to say, oh, you know what? I had a great relationship. I really loved, you know, playing for Billy O'Brien. Does it maybe convince him for potentially? I'm hoping.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, you still wishful thinking. And how do we know that Tom Brady and Billy O'Brien had a great relationship? How do we know that? Just because they won a couple football games? I won a lot of football games. I couldn't stand half the damn people on the team.
Especially the tight end.
I'm just kidding right there. But I'm saying you don't know that. And then it's like, I know, we know what it was with Josh McDaniels. So I would think if Tom was going to come back, he would take and go with Josh McDaniels before he come back to the Patriots with Bill O'Brien. I mean, that's what I'm just guessing because of the – because of what they had, you know what I mean? And then what they have over there in Oakland as far as their receivers and things like that. I just can't see him coming back. If he does, I would like to see it too. Don't get me wrong. Who wouldn't want Tom Brady to come back to New England and finish it off like that?
Right.
Hell, I wish I had the opportunity to do that. But I just don't see him. I just don't see him doing that if he wants to continue to play, because he has to be in the right situation to win. It ain't a farewell, I'm going to go ride it on back. Tom is not going to do that for his health. He wants to come and win. And I just don't know if New England has enough for him to feel like I can come back and win. And then what is that going to say about Mac Jones in their future? If Tom Brady come back, he's not coming to be a coach. He's not coming to be a backup. He's coming to start. Wherever he goes, he's going to start. So I just don't know how that dynamic will work, bro.
But you do see him coming back again, right?
No, to the Patriot Hall of Fame.
No, but I mean just playing another season.
I mean, yes, I can see him come back, but I wouldn't be surprised either way. Me personally, I would like to see him ride off and go and talk about it on TV and get that $300 million sitting on his ass talking about it, because I don't want to see him get hurt. But if you can protect him and he still has the passion to play, only he can make that decision, and he's going to have suitors. So I just you get to a point like, why? What else you got to prove? But that's only a question that Tom Brady can answer.
Ty, I agree with you 100% on Brady retiring. What do you make on the Brady topic? What do you make of the Joe Burrow-Tom Brady comparisons that have sort of grown after the win in Buffalo this weekend? Do you see any similarities in Joe Burrow's start to his career as you did with Tom Brady's?
Absolutely. I mean, he got the swag, he got the confidence, the demeanor, and he's a winner. So, I mean, he doesn't do anything that flashy because he ain't going to outrun you. You're not gonna look at him from the eye test as far as like an athlete and say like a Lamar Jackson, like you see that? No, he is a quarterback and is a leader, but he got some swag to him. So I definitely see, you know, the comparisons with Tom Brady, and if he goes out there and continues to win, and even when he had two offensive linemen out, he still found a way to win. So, I mean, I like him. So, I mean, I like the comparisons. But when you're talking about Tom Brady, the GOAT, I think it's still a little premature. Talk about maybe the earliest career, but when anybody talks about, you got to win a couple more first. I mean, you got to win at least two to even get in a conversation with Tom Brady, as far as I'm concerned.
Wiggy gives Joe Burrow zero respect.
And I don't know why he hates Joe Burrow so much, Wiggy. What Joe Burrow did to you, man? You give credit where credit is due.
Hey, listen, I gave him credit. I just said that I'm not taking Joe Burrow over Patrick Mahomes. That's what Greg seemed to miss. He asked me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Me either.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell him. He's saying he takes.
Would you take Lamar Jackson over Joe Burrow? Because Wiggy would.
Hell yeah. Give me them legs any day of the week. Yep. I'm taking Lamar. I'm taking Lamar, too, because look, people be sleeping on Lamar as far as throwing the ball. But when you got a guy that can run like that, and it, man, that's different right there, Greg. I'm trying to tell you. It's one thing because you can take away his legs. He still have enough arm to pass the ball, he can work his way downfield. Those other guys, you take away, they don't have no legs. You take away their arm, they done. He can beat you two ways. So, like, Lamar is supposed to get all that he's supposed to get and what he deserves because he's so dynamic. There's no other quarterback out there like him. And I'm going to take Lamar Jackson, too.
And that's coming from defensive guy.
You know what? I hate
Listen,
it.
Listen, Ty, I love you. I feel like you and I have become friends, but that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. How you can sit here and say you would take Lamar Jackson over Joe Burrow is absolutely ridiculous.
And you know what? And you know why I can say that? Because I'm G14 classified, I played the damn game. Wiggy played the game. So we got a little bit difference of opinion, and we got more experience. Just like if there's something in the media, you got the most experience, so you know your opinion means a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to tell you, as a defensive player, Greg,
yep.
Man, when we played Michael Vick, I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life. I ain't never been that tired in my life playing football.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, because of what he did. I'm saying Joe Burrow is great. But right now, with a healthy Lamar Jackson, I'm going to take him because I know what I can do with him as far as his legs. He's going to get me that third down. Joe Burrow ain't played lights out all year. Come on now. We've seen some games. They should have lost the Miami game. Let Tua been playing. The game was over.
Has Lamar Jackson been in back-to-back AFC championship games?
Has Joe Burrow ever won MVP?
Do you see Joe Burrow making it back to the Super Bowl?
Hey, no. I can see him, especially with Patrick Mahomes, you know, on little gimpy on one leg. Don't get me wrong. I love Joe Burrow. I'm just saying Lamar Jackson is a different type of animal. Who's going to have a better career? I don't know. But Joe Burrow, I'm just saying if I had to take one right now, I'm going to take a healthy Lamar Jackson because of what he's able to do with his legs. You know what I mean? Then he doesn't have a Jamar Chase or the other guy either. Think about that. Give somebody else some weapons and see what they do with him. But with those legs, that's all I'm saying. But you can't go wrong either way.
All right, the twisted question of the week for Ty Law is brought to you by Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted, New England. Who do you like this weekend?
You know what? If I like the way Cincinnati's playing right now because they played the best ball as far as their last game. And if Patrick Mahomes is not healthy, I would say Cincinnati because they're clicking right now on the cylinders. You know, Joe is playing well. San Fran, Philly. You would think Philly. If I had to put money on it, I'm going to say Philly. They got to come to Philly. You're talking about Jalen Hurts versus Brock Purdy, which Dak Prescott, you can't let Mr. Irrelevant beat you, but he's not Mr. Irrelevant no more. I love the way he's playing. He's pretty damn good, like they say. But I think the edge should go to Philly just because they're playing at home with that defense, with Jalen Hurts, the receivers and weapons that they have on the outside. They should get the edge, but I wouldn't put nothing past them. I wouldn't even bet on that game. Mm. That would be a hard bet for me.
Ty, I got another thing for you, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. If Lamar would have played in that wild card game, Baltimore would have beat Cincinnati, so there you would have gone.
All day.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he didn't.
That's what I'm talking about, all day.
But he didn't.
Oh, he was hurt.
He didn't play for his team.
He's got a bum knee.
Well, I mean, is,
can't
Patrick,
play when
is
you're hurt.
Patrick Mahomes playing?
We'll find out. We don't know. The game
is.
Game Sunday.
Played with a high ankle strain mm-hmm. for his
That's
team.
That's different than a knee injury.
Right. I see. Oh, it is? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what would make you a believer, Greg, in Lamar Jackson? Go out there and get in a foot race with Lamar Jackson, then you go out there and get in a foot race with Joe Burrow. Your ass might beat Joe Burrow. But I bet you everything I love that you will not come close. They won't even be close out of the start. That's the type of speed that you don't realize that you're dealing with a quarterback.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Like
we didn't have much success around these parts with a pocket QB, so I understand what you're talking about. I got it.
You silly. And then, you know what? You always want to use the GOAT conversation. I mean, Tom is a unicorn, man. That's different ball game. That's totally different. You can't compare every pocket quarterback to Tom Brady. He's different. He's on a whole nother level by himself.
And Ty, you can't allow Greg to promote Brady. He's been bashing Brady for two straight years. He's a fraud.
All right, Ty Law. As always, a pleasure. And we'll talk to you again.
Thanks, guys, next week.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. That is Ty Law. And today's conversation with Ty Law brought to you by Wise Snacks. Go to wisegameday.com for your chance to win one of 100 authentic pro football jerseys.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.